Super conquerors. We all have had days when we felt like the world and everything in it was against us. We felt defeated at the end of the day. A lie from Satan. The truth is, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare even his own son, but gave him up on behalf of us all. Is it possible that having given us his son, he would not give us everything else too? Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Can you even imagine the love God has for you? It's too much for me to grasp. I can't imagine in this life loving anyone enough to send one of my sons to die in their place. Even though God knew he would raise Jesus back up in 3 days, he also knew his son would literally go through hell for us. He didn't deserve it. And we couldn't earn it. Grace. But the word says he doesn't stop there. He doesn't say, I gave you my son, that's it. No. He says he will give us everything. So who will bring a charge against God's chosen people? Certainly not God. He is the one who causes them to be considered righteous. Who punishes them? Certainly not the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, who died and, more than that, has been raised, is at the right hand of God, and is actually pleading on our behalf. Who will separate us from the love of Messiah? Trouble? Hardship? Persecution? Hunger? Poverty? Danger? War? No. In all these things, we are super conquerors through the one who has loved us. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 through 37. If there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God, there is never a reason to feel defeated, but sometimes we do. That's when we need to remember that he makes us super conquerors and never leaves our side. Don't hang your head in defeat. Lift your arms in praise. If this encourages you, please share.